Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry.
You're right. Kay Mystery here, chemistry superhero. And I bet you didn't know that your kitchen, yep, the one in your house, is a real-life chemistry lab. Don't believe me? Come on. Food is made up of all sorts of chemicals. Cooking just heats up those chemicals to make them change in some way. Oh, look! Someone's making a fry-up. Check out that egg. When eggs are raw, they're all runny and gloopy. They wouldn't be very tasty next to some bacon like that. Ugh. As it heats up, you can see the transparent white is changing and the yolk is getting hard. Let's look inside the egg white. These long chains are proteins and the links are amino acids. Look, the heat is making the chains break and reconnect in a different way. It's changing pretty quickly. Let's get out of here. The chemical change is called denaturing, but most people just call it cooking. And it's making me hungry.
Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry in your kitchen at funkidslive.com/chemistry.